Greetings to all of our relatives and listeners out there. We'd like to welcome you to Dakota Talk Radio today. It's been a beautiful day, and we have a lesson planned here once again for Dakota Nakota Iapi, and I'd like to greet you all in my mother tongue at this time. You ha chante washte na pechu sapi. Ne Diane Merrick Machiapi ga Dakota Nakota mi charge case nasnawe. Ni hang twa Nakota hemacha. Nina wopi don keni chapi. So at this time, I'd like to translate what I just shared with you. I provided you with the greetings and greeted you all with a heartfelt handshake. And this is Diane Merrick signing on Dakota Talk Radio, and my Nakota name is Snasnaunya, Rattle Woman from the Gourd. And I'm from the N Village Band, and it's an honor to be among you today, and we want to give you thanks. In one of our lessons, we talked about the origins of our language. We talked about the wa, and that being universal, and the we, which is individual, and the wo, being collective. So the origins of that from our language, for instance, Wakantanka, the creator, the great mystery, being from wa. And we, in reference to like the moon, the sun, we, and then that being individual, and how that translates down in our language to wea, we chasha. And also then from collectively wo, the words with wo in them being collective, like wo Dakota, the ways of people. So today I want to maybe go through as much as we can from that area that I introduced earlier and briefly in one of our lessons. So I'd like to cover some terms within this lesson plan, and want to thank you all for listening, and hope you continue to listen along with us, and provide us with some feedback if there's anything specific that we can share with you and impart from our language. We'd be very honored and happy to provide you with that. So we're going to go ahead and get started, and I'm going to start with the wa. From the origins of our language, wa, and the meanings of those terms. So I'd like to start with the word wachiniapi. Wachiniapi. And that is when the translation for that is when the people depend on you. When you say, oyate wachiniapi. Many times, you know, for those of our people who speak the language, we'll make reference to that. When they say, oyate wachiniapi, the people depend on you. Wachiniapi. And there's also wachiapi. Wachiapi. And the translation for wachiapi is to depend upon. So that would follow the one we just shared there, wachiniapi. And two, we want to share wachimayapi. Wachimayapi. So the translation for wachimayapi is when one depends upon me. Like if I was to say, mi chincha wachimayapi. The translation there is my children depend upon me. Okay, now if we can go back and translate those together, pronounce those together. Wachiniapi. Wachiniapi. Okay. Wachiyapi. Wachiyapi. Okay. Wachimayapi. Wachimayapi. Okay, we're going to go ahead and just move right along here. The next wa word we're going to say in our language is Wachitanka. Wachitanka. Wachitanka means to have patience. And an example I can use there in using the word Wachitanka, which is to have patience. Maybe Mi Chunkshi Wachitanka Umani. Mi Chunkshi Wachitanka Umani. My girl, walk with patience. Okay, let's pronounce that together. Wachitanka. Wachitanka. Okay. Our next word, our next Dakota Nakota word is Wachinksapa. Wachinksapa. And the translation for Wachinksapa is one who is mindful, one who is wise, one who is intelligent. That's the translation for Wachinksapa. Okay, let's pronounce that together. Wachinksapa. Wachinksapa. Okay, our next wa word is wa-e-chon. Wa-e-chon. The translation for wa-e-chon is to do things for. Okay, if we can pronounce that together. Wa-e-chon. Wa-e-chon. Okay, a little phrase there with that word. Wachipi ekta taku iyu hataya wa echonpi. Wachipi ekta taku iyu hataya wa echonpi. So everything at the pawa was done very well. Okay, our next word is wakaduha. Wakaduha. To have. I have. I have. Whatever that possession would be. An example in our language. Daku iyuha. Nahachi wakaduha. Daku iyuha. Nahachi wakaduha. And the translation for the phrase I've just shared is I still have everything. So that would be in reference to whatever that is that I possess or am talking about. Okay, let's pronounce that one together. Wa-kaduha. Wa-kaduha. Okay, just moving right along here. Our next wa word is wakahi. Wakahi. They say, to wakahi in our language is like when you dig or look for things, to look for wakahi. So an example and phrase in our language is he ohini wakahi sa chekpa oki de seche. He ohini wakahi sa chekpa oki de seche. So he or she is always digging. Perhaps they are looking for their belly button. There is a saying in our ways when you have a little one that you bring into the world, that little spirit, they take that chakpa, the belly button that they cut, and they keep that. And dependent upon whether that's a little hokshina or a wee chinchana, little boy, little girl, they always take that and have a little ceremony and prepare where they put that chakpa, that belly button, whether it's in a little salamander for the male or a kea, a turtle, for the little wee chinchana. And they always say many times if that is a preparation that isn't utilized, they always say if the belly button isn't in a safekeeping or taken care of, cared for, they always say that the child is always looking for their chakpa. So that's a little oral piece there that I just wanted to share with you. Okay. Now, the next word we have with wa is wagamana. Wagamana. Wagamana translates to collect. Okay, a phrase for that term there, wagamana, is wo wa shi ekta mazaska wagamana. Wo wa shi ekta mazaska wagamana. So, in my place of employment, I collect finance. I collect monies. Wagamana. Okay. Our next word, our next term in our language is wagakisha. Wagakisha. The translation for wagakisha is to make suffer or troublesome. Okay, so if we want to pronounce that together, it's waka kisha. Waka kisha. Okay, our next term is wanari. Wanari. Okay. The translation for wanari is when the body is separated from the spirit, or shortened, they call the spirit nari. So wanari, they say, is when that body is no longer attached to that spirit. Okay, let's pronounce the word together. Wanari. Wanari. Okay, our next term here is wanari tachanku. Wanari tachanku. Okay, the wanari tachanku translation is for the Milky Way. And they say that in our teachings, they say that when our people, when they complete their journey on earth here, they say, makawi choni ayushta. Makawi choni ayushta is when one completes their journey on earth. Makawi choni ayushta. And they say they return to the Milky Way. And that term we shared is wanari tachanku. Okay, so if we can please pronounce that together. Wanari. that has a guttural there. Wanahi. Pachanku. Uh-huh. Washtep. Pidoyam. Thank you for sharing along with us here. Our next term here is Waunshida. Waunshida. The translation for Waunshida is compassion. To have compassion. Waunshida duhahanta. If you have compassion. Waunshida. Okay, our next term is Wayupika. Wayupika. And the translation for Wayupika is one who is skilled or gifted at whatever it is that they do, whatever volition in life it is that they have, that they are skilled at or gifted at. They say Wayupika. So let's pronounce that together. Wayupika. Wayupika. Okay, our next Dakota Nakota term is Wichozani. Wichozani. The translation for Wichozani is for life and health. Life and health. Okay, let's pronounce that together. Wichozani. Wichoni by itself is life. Wozani is health. So many times you will hear some of our fluent speakers will use the word together. Wichozani. And that's an acknowledgement to the life and health. Okay. Our next term, I should share that this is our second word with the we now. We have moved into the we words here. So our second we word here we're starting on now is we ihambade. We ihambade. We hambade. We hambade. Wehambade in translation means to dream. To dream. Let's pronounce that together. Wehambade. Wehambade. Okay. Our next term, our next we term is we. Gasanija aya ichunha. We gasanija aya ichunha. The translation for that phrase there is as the sun begins to set. Okay, let's pronounce that together. We gasanija. Aya ichunha. We kasanicha aya ichunha. I've always thought that was a very beautiful phrase as the sun is setting. Just very beautiful. Okay, then we want to acknowledge our Dakota Nakota word, we. The sun, the moon. So when we say hanwi, the translation for hanwi is the moon at night. And ampewi is the dawn, the early morning sun, as the sun rises, the dawning of Bewi. And then Wichokaya. That's when the sun is in the middle, and how you determine when you have lunch prior to having the clock. And Wihinape is when the sun comes out. Let's say when the mahpias, the clouds may cover the Ampowi. There are the Ampewi. And then once again, the sun will come out. And we'll say, Wihinape. Okay, so if we would say those together, we want to acknowledge the moon and the sun and say we. And the moon at night, we say ha we. The early morning sunrise or the dawning, ampewi. Okay, then we have our sun at the mid-noon time, commonly referred to as lunchtime, according to the origins. We would look up and we see the sun in the middle of the sky. And we say, Wichokaya. Mm-hmm. We'd like to thank you for listening to our Dakota Iapi, and we have covered some of the lesson plan here, and we will continue on with more of our lesson plan here in our next Dakota Talk Radio lesson plan, and we want to thank you for listening. Nina Wopi Donkeni Chapi, we want to give you our thanks, and thank you for listening, and we hope you continue to listen as we bring you more Dakota Talk Radio. Pida Maya.